The Podfix Network.
If anybody ever asks, like, if we have to sing happy birthday, Liz always makes sure that I start the song so that I go like this, happy birthday to you, because otherwise it becomes happy bird, and it's the most excruciating song ever. So I'm like, and a one, two, happy birthday to you, and it's over, just like that. And you don't have to sit through a freaking birthday dirge.
You're annoyed by happy birthday?
I'm annoyed at how people execute happy birthday.
Yeah, at the normal pace.
No, the normal pace is upbeat and fun. But everyone tends to go, happy birthday to you.
I think you're being hyperbolic, but I do think that a slower version of happy birthday is the correct version of happy birthday.
No, it's torturous.
I've never in my life met someone who is tortured by the pace of the song Happy Birthday.
Well, then you haven't met my father.
Well, hello, listeners. You're listening to This Week Today, a comedy podcast that takes a brief look at this week in history, news, entertainment, and more. Welcome to the show. I'm Toph. For two episodes in a row, I am joined by my regular co-host, Lord Saunders. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm feeling elated now that we've just cleared up that happy birthday kumfluffle.
Well, I am too. And I do want to... Well, you're not going to agree to this, but I'm going to pour some salt in a wound.
Okay.
So we discussed on the last episode how... You missed the previous two episodes, and the more recent one, the second one that you missed, we had two milestones.
And we also discussed that that was me just keeping true to my principles.
Right. So you missed our fifth anniversary and our 50th new episode since the spinoff from Gravity Beard. I realize that this is a much less significant milestone, but you missed another one on the same episode. You missed the 69th episode posted to our feed.
Dang it. That's a big one.
Come now, the 50 Saunders. Is more important because that's actual new episodes of This Week Today. But with reruns and a couple of interviews and some other miscellaneous things that we've done, the total episodes on the feed, as of the second episode you missed, was 69.
I mean, I feel like that's like as big, if not bigger.
Well, I mean, yeah. It's up to you. I didn't want to mischaracterize it, but... That's a third milestone that I forgot to bring up last time that you also missed.
We didn't want to blow it wildly out of proportion.
Well, so, yeah. Well, I can continue. But I did find, as I reflected back on you having missed that episode again, it is pretty interesting that our fifth anniversary and our 50th new episode and the 69th episode to our feed all fell on exactly the same day.
It's pretty powerful. It's like the convergence, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So I just want to point that out. Now, in addition to that, we had another milestone that passed that we forgot to mention that would have been more appropriate to mention on last episode.
Well, better than a kidney stone that passed. So let's do it.
Well, that's the truth. But in any case, 2 days ago, on May 13th, was the fourth anniversary of our Facebook group, the Gravity Beard Interns.
That's a huge one, man. I love that freaking group, dude.
I do too. So there you go. So we should have mentioned that. It was actually last Friday, Friday the 13th, actually. When we mentioned Friday the 13th.
And we did. We glossed. Like, that's like when we glossed over Christmas.
Yes.
And my kid's birthday.
That's correct. So I just want to thank our listeners and all the members of that group that have hung in there and participated and just made that what a lot of people have, not a lot, I don't want to overstate it, what a few people have said is their favorite place on the internet. That's been said.
I'm one of those people. Yes. Yeah. I mean, outside of, they said it and I wholeheartedly concurred.
Yeah, you and I weren't the first ones to say that, which I think actually gives it additional credibility. But
yeah,
a handful of people have said that Facebook group is their favorite place on the entire internet. And it's only that because of the amazing people that are in there and how they contribute and participate. And I just want to recognize the anniversary and thank everybody for making it so much fun.
I mean, I second that wholeheartedly. We are greater than the sum of our parts. That's for sure.
Boy, there is no question. I completely agree. All right, well, let's get started and take a look at the calendar special days so everyone knows what to celebrate this week.
Yes.
I'm very confused by this first one, and I did not celebrate it myself today. But today, you could choose to celebrate Take Your Parents to the Playground Day.
A.K.A. the nursing home.
I like tomorrow. Tomorrow is National Sea Monkey Day.
Well, sea monkey do. Sea monkey see. Do. See do.
You gave it a shot. Tuesday is National Pack Rat Day. Are you a pack rat?
Depends on what we're talking about. When it comes to audiovisual equipment, yes. Everything else, no.
Interesting. Okay.
Meat for smoking and sauces and spices, yes.
Well, speaking of smoking meats, Wednesday, Adam, National Barbecue Day.
Dude, I cannot stress enough how I will be celebrating the crap out of this.
Can I honor you by saying that National Barbecue Day from this point forward is now also known as National Adam Saunders Day?
I, my friend, humbly accept this award and nomination. It'll be my greatest honor to have this named after me.
So let it be written, so let it be done.
Yes! Nailed it!
Wednesday is National Barbecue Day, aka National Adam Saunders Day. Now we've given Luke a day, we've given Peter a day, we've given a couple other people days. Now you also have your own day.
I'm honored by this election as well. So thank you for this great honor, Toph.
Of course. And I'm also doing it to send out good vibes towards you so that as you launch into your professional meat smoking venture, that it's a wild success.
Yes, that's a hell of an endorsement.
Thursday is National Quiche Lorraine Day.
Who's Lorraine?
Friday is International Red Sneakers Day.
Ooh, a nice pair of red Chuck Taylors would be nice.
Mm-hmm. And we'll wrap up a week of lovely celebrations on Saturday with National Do Something Good for Your Neighbor Day.
I do that every weekend by smoking meats next to them so they can smell the smoke.
And they're going to do it for you by helping you move your smoker into the backyard.
That's right. Oh, you know what? That's true. Actually, that's one more person I can ask to help me. I do want to circle back. I do have one more thing for National Pack Rat Day.
Bring it.
Emotional trauma. I store that stuff like there's no tomorrow.
Okay. So that's how you're going to celebrate this year, is to reflect on your current, past, and speculating on your future emotional trauma.
That's right. Well, I mean, but the endorphin release on the next day on National Adam Saunders Day is going to be great. So it'll be a real upper and downer, you know, like a real roller coaster.
Excellent. All right. Well, Adam, with that, let's turn our attention to this week in history.
Well, it's one of my favorite things to do. So I would love to turn to this week in history. I will start it off in 1756 with the beginning of the Seven Years' War. How long do you think that lasted?
Week and a half?
Yeah, give or take.
Yeah. Did I get it right?
Yeah. I think it was like 10 days, 10, 11 days, something like that.
Excellent.
Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah. Okay, well, following that, a little more than 100 years later, in 1873, the Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis received patent for blue jeans, my friend. Still wearing jeans to this day, dude. Denim all the way, bro.
I feel bad for Jacob Davis.
Why is that?
Because no one mentions him.
That's true. They always call him, hey, where's my Levi's?
Right.
They're never like, hey, where's my Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis? Is?
I'm going to start calling them Jacobs.
Well, just don't get it confused with the Jacob's Ladder.
I would never.
Okay, just checking. Okay, cool. So we're going to flash forward into 1929, which is the year of the first Academy Awards ceremony, which now many would argue is a complete sham. What do you think about that?
I think it's interesting that it also fell the same year as the Great Depression.
Yep, and it's been depressing every year since then.
I just think it's weird that the first Academy Awards. I think the Great Depression was later that year.
Right after. Yeah, because people saw it and then got depressed.
And that sent the entire nation into the Great Depression. It makes
sense. Into a tailspin, yeah. So we're going to move on to 1941, which is when the first Allied jet-propelled aircraft flies. Now, this was a big deal because up until that point, you always had these like prop planes, you know, with a lot of dog fighting is what they called that, dog fighting. So the game was changed when this happened. So moving along, in 1965, the FBI laboratory weighs in on the dirty lyrics of Louie Louie, your favorite song.
I don't think I've ever said that.
No, I'm pretty sure you did.
Oh, all right.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, moving along about 15 years, in 1980, Mount St. Helens erupts, which was absolutely devastating. I remember watching this as a kid, like a documentary on that show, on that volcano, and like, I remember being like terrified that I was going to die in a volcano. Because of course they referenced Pompeii and like the photographer on the hill who like, you know, was eaten alive by Mount St. Helens eruption. So
you know what I remember?
No.
It actually happening because I was alive.
I watched the clip show of it.
Right, right. No, I remember the actual event.
Yeah. Well, that was a pretty big one, man. Pretty big one. This one's interesting. Okay, so 20 years later in the year 2000, Conan O'Brien. In the year 2000, former President James Garfield's spine was put on display.
When I came across that, I thought that was a fake note. It's like, no
That's
way.
That's super weird.
No way. Like, why? Who cares?
And wrapping it up, buddy, in 2007, The Simpsons airs its 400th episode. That is insane.
That was 15 years ago.
Yep, and they're still on.
Yes, they are.
Which is ridiculous. So yeah, man, good week in history. Good week in history.
All right, Adam, with that, it's time for the news.
The news. I love when you say the news. And then you play the jingle.
Adam, once again, we are going to deliver on a tease from a prior episode.
Oh.
Officer Andrew Mamone of the Orlando Police Department approached 32-year-old Chelsea Alston at the door to the jetway after receiving complaints from the airport staff that a visibly intoxicated woman was causing a disturbance while waiting to board a flight from Orlando to New York. So as a frequent traveler, how often have you seen inebriated passengers, either before, during, or after the flight?
Including myself or not including myself?
Not.
Without exception, I see a drunkard or an intoxicated, inebriated person.
The officer approaches her and she explains, well, in her own words, I don't want no beef. I'm just trying to go home and enjoy myself. Well, she was holding a beverage in a plastic cup and slurring her words, explaining that she had been drinking to pass the time before her flight, which had been delayed due to bad weather. Now, every drunk person, I think, since the beginning of time, if they've ever been approached by authorities about them being drunk, regarding their amount of consumption, what do they say every time?
I had one drink at dinner.
Close. I've only had two drinks. It's always two, because one's not believable, because clearly you're drunk. You couldn't get drunk off of one drink. So it's always like, no, I've had two drinks. They always say two drinks. Which she said, now she was held over by the weather for hours. So her claim was that over a period of hours, she had only had just the two drinks. And had nothing else, and had somehow gotten drunk off of two drinks over a period of several hours.
Maybe she was tired. You never know.
The police notified her that you can't get on the plane like that.
Yeah.
Which, I guess, I don't know if... Is that standard, I guess, if someone's drunk? Or does that have to be...
Yeah. Like, if you're outwardly drunk. Because, I mean, you know, if... The whole thing is like you just have to get on the plane and pass out. If nobody like, you know, if you're able to get to your seat, just get there and fall asleep.
Yeah, that makes sense. She was not only drunk, but also obviously causing a disturbance. And when they said, well, you can't get on the plane like that, She launched into a profanity-laden tirade against the officer.
I mean, yeah, that's what you do if you're not really drunk and are being denied in passage.
I'd like to share with you a couple of things that she said during her tirade.
Okay.
First, she invited them to suck my dick. In fact, she yelled that twice. The third time she added, all of you suck my dick.
Well, she was an equal opportunist.
Yeah, she's very inclusive. So
yeah.
Everyone that was standing there were all cordially invited by her to suck her dick.
Right. And at first you might have been like, I mean, well, okay, she's just talking to, oh, she's talking to me as well. I can also participate.
Oh, excellent. Okay. I didn't want to get left out.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to like try to ask, but now that we're invited.
Right. And then, so she's yelling all of these things.
Of course.
Then she sits down on her suitcase, which had a motorized attachment that allowed her to pilot it as if it was a scooter.
Those things are awesome. They're not practical, but they're awesome.
I was not aware that this was a thing that existed.
There are several varieties of that.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
And then she yelled one more thing. Pretty simple. F*** y'all.
I'm out.
As she slowly scooted away.
It's like a low-speed chase through the airport terminal.
By the way, there's video of all of this.
Yes, queen.
And as you stated, she did start scooting through the terminal. Through a hallway of passengers, some of them were laughing at the absurdity and the spectacle of all of it. At this point, Officer Mamone elected to get on a bike. Now, again, I don't travel as often as you do. Have you seen bike cops in the airport?
No. Not I see Segway cops in the airport, but that's it.
Okay, yeah, I've never seen a bike. So he hops on a bike and starts pursuing her. And the article says she appeared to be moving at no more than 10 miles per hour. Which I don't know. I mean, that's a decent pace for a motorized suitcase. That's not nothing.
Yeah, that's not nothing. That's right.
And actually, the officer was surprised that she was moving so quickly and was having difficulty catching up to her. When he did eventually catch up with her, he tried to... Now, by the way, the article makes a point of saying that he was treating her very politely, very patiently. You know, that's kind of how he was handling things. And so he eventually catches up to her and he tries to coax her into cooperating by moving to the main part of the terminal outside of the secure area of the airport. She was not too keen on that suggestion, Adam. In fact, she refused to comply and continued to curse at the officer. And he warned her again, if this continues, you'll be arrested. At this point, and this is where I think it goes horribly wrong, she spits on him.
Okay. Yep. That was it.
Yep. At which point, he has no other choice. He immediately arrested her.
Tase.
And then, no, there was no tasing. But in addition to that, as he was trying to take her out of the airport and get her into the cop car, apparently she caused $1,000 worth of damage to the car.
Yes, queen. Get it.
Yes.
I mean, if you're going to go out, you might as well go out.
Adam, are you ready for the part of the story that we pay the most attention to? Oh,
yes.
If convicted, she faces up to 5 years in prison for each offense.
Damn, for being drunk and disorderly?
Yes. How about that?
Well, it's about freaking time. People are starting to get some justice.
Yes. Well, Adam, I apologize to you and the listener because we don't have time for our next story.
You're right to apologize, friend.
But I do have a headline.
Love it.
Hilary Duff's co-star drinks her breast milk.
Oh, ew, come on, guys. God, that's so unnecessary.
Yeah, so Adam will make every possible effort in a future episode to dig into the details of Hilary Duff's co-star drinking her breast milk.
No, we don't have to. We can go to other stories that are more interesting. Less disgusting.
Well, with that,
not that breastfeeding or that is, but like that's something you don't need to be sharing around. Okay.
You don't think you need to be sharing it with your co-star?
No, I don't think that's necessary. You know, like, I mean, hey, I'm all for public breastfeeding, very natural, you know, do what you got to do. You know, but you don't, we're not doing shots.
Well, including the headline that we shared, I do want to point out that this is two episodes in a row where the phrase breast milk has come up.
We're on a roll, buddy.
Mm-hmm. So if you're keeping score at home, that's two episodes with the mention of breast milk.
Yes, perfect.
Well, with that, Adam, do you have birthdays for us?
Got a great set of birthdays for us, buddy. And I will start it off with Megan Fox, who turns 36 and also has recently said that she manifested Machine Gun Kelly because at like the age of 4 because she that's what she wanted. Huh. She, I think, the cheese has slid off her cracker a little bit.
Slid off her cracker?
Yeah.
All right. I like it.
That's a deep cut reference to the Green Mile for those of you who are your real cinephiles. All right, cool. So let's quick hit these. We have Tony Parker at turns 40, the big 4-0. Am I right? The big 4-0.
Nice.
You've got Busta Rhymes, one of my favorite rappers from the 90s, who turns 50, the big half century, buddy, and the 5-0, and he's still killing it.
You're doing great.
Thank you. Thank you. Tina Fey turns 52.
She's great.
And it's, you know what? She is great. And I never got into 30 Rock. I just didn't get it.
I'm currently going back through 30 Rock. I've got two seasons left.
I think I didn't like Tracy Morgan. And that was it for me. I didn't.
All right. So quick comment on that. I 100% get that. But in the context of the chaos of that show, he fits in perfectly. He blends in a little bit more. Like if you had a standard sitcom and then you had Tracy Morgan playing that character that way, it would be super annoying.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I like Tracy Morgan as an actor and as a person. I think that I couldn't sit through more of that. So I was like, all right, let's we get it. You're like insane. Let's move on. Yeah. Anyway.
I get it.
Emmett Smith turns 53. Timothy Oliphant turns 54. He's awesome. And also so is Emmett Smith. I used to have his shoes when I was a young child. The ever gorgeous Janet Jackson turns 56. Pierce Brosnan turns 69.
Nice.
George Strait, 70. That's a big one, right, buddy? 70? Because he's joined in good company with Mr. T. That's a big one, right?
Okay, I'm throwing a flag. You're not making a big enough deal about Mr. T turning 70.
Well, I had to address if it was a big birthday or not, and then I can make the pomp and circumstance.
And by the way, call out to PDV. Another way to possibly inspire him, if he wants to call back in and do his Mr. T. Mr. T, Peter, just turned 70.
I was going to say, I mean, who better than to celebrate this than Mr. So Don't Brag himself.
Yeah, I feel like this occasion calls for a call into the hotline from Peter doing Mr. T.
No doubt. Okay, so moving on, we have the last two. We have Cher, who turns 76 and is somehow still gorgeous, and Danny Trejo, who turns 78. And I, to this day, would not want to cross that dude. I want to be friends with him. I want to party with that guy, which I think he still does. But God help me if he somehow gets mad at me.
I 100% agree.
He'll take you down, bro.
Danny Trejo's terrifying.
That's a vast understatement.
All right, how about some born this week, but now dead?
All right, thank you, Adam, and thank you, Clay Groves. Adam, I have three people that were born on this day but are now dead. First, and forgive my ignorance, I thought this guy was just a character. I didn't know it was a real person. Lawrence of Arabia died in 1935 at the age of 47. Today he would have been 134.
Huh.
Anne Boleyn died in 1536 at the age of 35.
Suck it in if you're Rintintin or Anne Boleyn. Yeah.
I don't remember how she passed, but she was very young. Today she would have been 521. And Christopher Columbus died in 1506 at the age of 55. Today he would have been 571.
Getting up there, bud. Getting up there.
Indeed. Okay, Adam, one more thing before we go today.
Okay.
I decided to do something extra special, and I dug around in our audio archives.
Okay.
And I'm going to bring back an old gem that I dusted off, the Road Trip Audio Diary.
Oh, nice. Did Jerry Orr call in?
No, he did not. Remember, this is from the archive.
Oh, okay.
And Adam, this is when we tucked away. It's a four-parter, and what we're going to do is we're going to play one part per week until we play all four. So over the next four episodes, we're going to play this.
Okay.
This is when you went to Argentina.
You know what? I gotta continue this because I'm going to Vienna in a couple of weeks, and I got to go to Barcelona again in a couple of weeks after that. So,
well, then you owe a gift to the listener. But just as a way to kind of prime the pump, Adam, here is part one of four of your call to the hotline, your road trip audio diary, your international road trip audio diary to Argentina.
What's up? It's Adam. This is how I talk. So, from the Gravity Beard podcast, in case there's any confusion. So, I'm on the road again today, heading to Buenos Aires, and I was like, man, I really hope I have some content to call in for this next, you know, Jerry Orn tributed, you know, audio diary for my road trip. So I was like, man, I really hope I have some good content, because Jerry always has such good stuff. And, I was not let down by Miami. As soon as I pull into the parking lot, to the airport.
It's true.
I'm here, looking for a parking space, and I hear just insane shouting. I'm like, well, that's weird. It's just like, roar, 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 roar. Very strange. So then I finally turn the corner, and I see a guy who is completely outraged that he can't find his car. So he's shouting to himself, I can't find my car! Where the f*** are you? God, where's my f***ing car? And then he gets a phone call. What? I can't find my car! And he just goes on and on. He's still shouting. He's getting audio without it being, like, really obvious. Anyway, this is my first check-in. I hope this guy finds his car because he is in a bad, bad mood. This is how I talk. Dunbar.
There you go, Adam.
I remember that. And, I mean, you know, you've heard the term frayed ends of sanity before, and this guy was right there. I mean, he was mere minutes away from absolutely losing his ever-loving mind.
That's so delightful.
It was. I remember I described it well because he was like, roar, roar, roar. And then you turn around. Oh, man, that guy was so mad. So mad.
Well,
and I get it, though. I get it.
Well, I'm quite jealous I didn't get to witness that in person myself. But I'm very grateful that you decided to dial the number and share it with all of us.
Yeah, me too. That was a good. What a good throwback. When I went to Buenos Aires, that was the first time that I told you that there might be a small modicum of possibility that I would move to Texas.
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
And you were like, dude, do not mess with me right now about this.
Well, and I signed about a 1% chance.
As did I.
I just didn't think it was going to happen. I mean, I wanted it to happen. I was delighted to hear you say that. It got me super excited. But in the back of my mind, I was like, it's a pipe dream,
There's
man.
No way.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, no. Yeah. But it did, buddy. It did.
Sure did. And we documented it.
You still have done more for me in that than I think anybody ever outside of Liz.
Yep. All right, Adam. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode of This Week Today. Some brief credits before we go. Come join us in our Facebook group. It's our fourth anniversary. It's called the Gravity Beard Interns. Find us on Twitter by searching at This Week Pod. The number for the JonBenet Ramsey Crime Tips Hotline is 214-531-3936. We appreciate it if you would subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network. For more information, go to podfixnetwork.com or search at PodFix on Twitter. Thank you to our friend Phil Rood for our custom logo. For my pal Lord Saunders, I'm your co-host Toph. You've been listening to This Week Today. It's what your ears will want to be listening to.
See you later, friends. Come try some barbecue.
This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network.